Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show Lady Boss knows what women want: to be free to speak their voice, to live in financial freedom, and build businesses that radiate wealth, leaving legacies we can be proud of. Every Friday, we bring you Lady Boss entrepreneurs that are changing the world. Diane Solano, the energy entrepreneur. Dana Terrio, handle the lump, heal your life. And Joan Sharp, changing the conversation from money to vision. See you Fridays. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show with the energy entrepreneur, Diane Solano. Welcome, Diane.
Hey, Cornelia. I'm excited to be here once again. I cannot believe how quickly time flies. And it's an honor and a pleasure to have done a year already, a year where we connected, talking about vision and what we want for the world and, you know, our passions and us co-collaborating. So I want to thank you for opening up the space for this, because you were truly a foundation and a mentor in my journey of sharing and expanding. And isn't that what life is all about, right?
It really is. I mean, thank you. Thank you for acknowledging and thank you for saying that. It's been a huge pleasure for me to work with you. We have a lot to share with the audience today. Looking forward to talk about all of this. And, you know, I just want to, again, remind everybody that how important it is to collaborate. And when you can have people that are ready to rise up into their next highest expression and to influence and make the world a better place, which is what we're doing here on, you know, with the shows, with the information that we're bringing. And now more than ever, Diane, as you know, because this is what people have to look forward to, but now more than ever is that we need to be, you need to be, everybody needs to be in their abundance, needs to be in their wealth, needs to be in their health, needs to be in their power. That's really how we're going to build the new world, right? This is how we're going to do it.
This is how we're going to do it. And the blessing about now is never been the most wonderful time to be able to share who you are authentically, what lights you up, what drives your passion, why you want to wake up in the morning. And, you know, I know firsthand what that's like. I mean, many years trying to find what it is that I wanted. And it's when we give ourselves permission to step out of being uncomfortable, stepping out of feeling judged, and just going for it, saying, you know what, here's what I love. This is what lights me up in the morning. And I think that's what makes a big difference between having a job and having a passion. When you have a passion, it never feels like work. And I know, Cornelia, you feel the same way. We've had these conversations where it's like, I'm excited about getting up in the morning and creating the next. And yes, there's going to be deadlines. And yes, there's going to be people calling you and stuff to do. And you just got to get resourceful and get really smart about how to work intelligently. But ultimately, if you're, you know, thinking about the next and, you know, creating it, letting it unfold and become an extension of you. And the world needs that now, wants that now. And never has it been easier with technology. So this is the magic of the unfolding of the energy entrepreneurs, which is why I love that topic. It's because when you're in your own vibration, when you're driving from a space of authenticity and expansion and information is coming through you, whatever that is, it's because you're on path and you are being guided and you're an extension of something bigger. So you are an energy entrepreneur because you are working with your vibration, your energy that makes you smile and makes the world smile back. And it doesn't matter the topic. If it loves you, you love it. It's something out there for the world to also enjoy. So let's do that. And Cornelia, you are such a wonderful catalyst. You know, you host these shows. And really, if you're listening on this show, you should be jumping on other shows. Cornelia does, like the Millionaire Imprinting. You have such powerful speakers and visionaries and women and men around the world that are sharing so powerfully. And Cornelia, you've been a catalyst with all this, a coach through all this. I know many private conversations of, you know, new entrepreneurs coming onto the scene that are facing similar fears of letting yourself and your divinity unfold and basically be the light of the world, whatever that is. So right now, the world needs it.
Oh, you're speaking such truth, and you're giving such good sound bites, such good sound bites. These are good. We're going to be able to use those for further, you know, inspirations to inspire others to really fully, you know, this whole podcasting thing is just such a wonderful, wonderful platform so that you can have a professional place where you can share your wisdom, where you can shine your light, where you can invite other professional entrepreneurs, people to this place to, you know, collaborate with you, and where people from around the world can tune in and listen. Just prior to us coming on here, I was doing the Stories of Hope, and I had two ladies, one lady from Germany, one lady from Ireland. And it's just amazing, you know. You spoke about technology, how fabulous it is, but like on a global scale, is being able to influence each other on a global scale and help each other rise into our next highest and best expression.
And that's ultimately it. And here's what's really exciting, Cornelia, is that there's a large part of the world that still doesn't have the accessibility to the internet that we have now in North America. And I don't think us North Americans realize that. You know, I collaborate a lot with other health practitioners and people getting their message out there. And when we look at the stats, we know that there's a big chunk of the world that haven't even touched the surface of being able to access that information, that are getting all that technology unraveling in their countries. So really, you know, we're just scratching the surface of the beginning. But how wonderful is it now to be able to have a platform to share your authentic message? And that's my story, Cornelia. You know, when I share, it's because it's the journey I'm currently going through myself. So I speak from experience while I speak from, you know, knowledge that I've accumulated throughout the years. But, you know, what you want wants you. It's really the foundation of it all. And I coincidentally came across your path. I wasn't looking for a show. I wasn't looking to be a host. I was just sharing my message authentically out in the world. When someone connected me, actually it was Dana, another very powerful energy entrepreneur, standing out with her message, you know, with her Heal the Lump series, which is so powerful for any woman going through breast cancer journey. And our conversations led to you, Cornelia. And that's what I want the viewers to know, is that just go after what it is you're going after, share authentically, be on purpose, give it love. You know, you sprinkle love as a foundation and things will guide you, and the universe knows when you're ready. And even when you're not ready, it gives you the right little breadcrumbs along the way. So that's, you know, I think something for an energy entrepreneur and any energy entrepreneur out there, and there's many of us now that are even wondering if we're capable. Well, if you have a passion, you have a message, there's many platforms that are out there. And Cornelia, I mean, you were, like I said, such a catalyst in recognizing that. So this is where connecting with you has allowed me to also access your coaching, which I think is important. We all need a level of mentorship or coach. I don't know anything else that will compress time so quickly like a mentor. And Cornelia, you've been a mentor to me in this field of speaking the truth, of having a platform, of being guided on, you know, what we're going to do for shows, ideas, and we all need a mentor. So this is where I'm grateful. And I'm excited about today's show, because today's show is an extension of what's going to be happening for the rest of the year that I'm just super excited about, because a year ago, I didn't know where I was going to go. I didn't know what I was going to do. I just knew that I was a passionate entrepreneur. My background's in health and wellness. I have a fantastic product that people are loving around the world that's changing lives. But who's Diane? I don't know. I'm still discovering that. And the truth is, we're always evolving, right? We're always growing. We're always stretching. But where am I now? And you know, I had permission to be able to share authentically on this platform. And now this platform is taking on a new 2.0 version, where now we're going to be sharing very powerfully different transformation twice a month, if I'm not mistaken, 30 minutes a day. And, you know, I'm excited about the next segment, which is why today's segment is about health, and it is about wealth, and it is about expansion, because that's what it's all encompassing. So thank you, Cornelia, once again. And I wanted to kick off the show to let you know, any entrepreneur out there, that if your message is authentic and it's founded in love and you really want the best for the world and for others, and you're there to serve, become a servant leader, buckle up, because you're sprinkling in so many wonderful seeds that can sprout into so many possibilities. So again, thank you, Cornelia.
Oh my gosh, you know, you've inspired me so much by, you know, who you are and how you show up, because you keep wanting to reach higher and be your best self and inspire others and really live that vision that you have. And that is to, you know, travel the world and also be wealthy, be healthy. You are the walk your talk kind of person, and you have the knowledge that you have accumulated over your life, over your lifetime, and now you're sharing that with others. And so that's why it's just been such an honor and a pleasure to work with you. And it's bittersweet because now you're taking off and you're going on your own. You're hosting a show on your own, but I couldn't be more proud that I supported you in that. And just know that I'm going to continuously keep supporting you and continuously keep promoting you and urging the audience also to make sure to support you. Just like I did today before we got on the show, I invited everybody to call in to congratulate you. 1-800-930-2819 to congratulate and bless Diane Solano as she now becomes her own talk show host and ventures off on her own. So it's super exciting.
Thank you, Cornelia. Excited for the next phase. And that's exactly what we're going to talk about today, is what people can expect, what's coming down the pipeline, and what it is that could possibly be of service to them or be of service to someone that they know and love. Because exactly, it's going to be an extension of my journey and what I've seen. And, you know, again, 20 years in practice, you start to see a pattern that you can see the world is hungry for. So how can we make that available to the world? And that's exactly where we're going to step into next. So I'm super excited about that journey.
Good. Let's close out this segment. Let's take a break. And when we come back, you're going to tell us about it. We'll be right back.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Break your snooze button habits for good with the Soul Stretching Sisters on the I Am Power Hour with me, Terry J. Walker.
And me, Dr. Pat, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Pump up your spiritual muscle as we share stories.
Aspire higher.
And live a whole lot larger.
To help you unleash your powered up,
pumped up, I Am Soul Stretching Success.
Anything can happen when we take to the airwaves.
And all things become possible during the I Am Power Hour.
Living a richly abundant life sound too good to be true? Listen in to Richly Abundant Women with Julie Steelman on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Embrace a vibrant future of breaking free financially and creating a richly abundant life filled with prosperity and growth. To learn more about Julie Steelman and Richly Abundant Women, visit www.juliesteelman.com.
How do you feel? Just okay? Well, how about you tune in and get ready to be more with The Healing Hour with me, Doc Martin, every third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I'm ready for your questions, and I can't wait to help you find the answers. Every month, we'll have a new live call-in show with innovative topics and a powerful hour of healing. To learn more about me, visit DrSharonMartin.com. See you there. I'm going to be here. You won't want to miss it.
Thank you.
I'm excited again, guys. Here we go. Second half of this beautiful series. And what I'm most excited about, Cornelia, and thank you again for having me on your platform, is I feel like it's graduation day. You know, like I mentioned in the first segment, I didn't know where I was going. I didn't know what I was going to do in terms of leveraging myself and sharing my message. And somehow, you know, coincidentally, I bumped into you, Cornelia. And this is where we spent the last year just embracing, gently putting my foot in the water and saying, hey, you know what? This feels really nice. It feels authentic. I'm starting to understand who I am. And that's part of what life teaches us. It's in the doing things, whether it's, you know, accomplishments or even failures, they start to really chisel out who you want to be and how you want to show up. So thank you, Cornelia, again, for the year of exposures. What we're going to be doing moving forward, and this is what I'm so excited about, is that, you know, the next wave of series, it's going to be two shows twice a month. And we're going to be talking about energy entrepreneurs. I'm going to be having different entrepreneurs onto the podcast, the show, primarily around health and wellness, health and wealth building, health and abundance and vibration, because they're all interconnected. And I want to kick it off by giving a big shout out to a true entrepreneur who's also an energy entrepreneur, Kathy Nesbitt, who just sent me a beautiful message during the break. I didn't quite read it, but I did hear that she sent me a beautiful message. Kathy, if you're listening, you are so wonderful. Kathy is the exact embodiment of an energy entrepreneur. What is that? A person showing up authentically, passionate about what they do. She actually facilitates laughter therapy. And she's a hoot. She's so much fun. I'm not even sure if she's doing online courses yet, but Kathy would be a perfect example of a facilitator or a practitioner, someone who's authentically showing up in their power. Laughter yoga, you know, we know laughter does so much healing for the body. It releases endorphins. And this is what I want to do, is there's just so many people with talents there, changing people's lives, that I know for a fact how it's working biochemically. I also know how it's working vibrationally. I want to bring those people on, saying, if you're looking for healing in, I don't know, the brain department in autism, whether it's, you know, healing through endorphin highs and how it works in the body, I want to bring in those people that no one's heard of, no one knows about, that are impacting lives around the world, so that we can provide easy to implement resources, takeaways, just strategies for people to be able to say, hey, you know what? I identify with that challenge, or I know someone that does. Because if we don't have health, oh my gosh, Cornelia, we don't have anything. And I've seen this straight on, 20 years of practice, friends, family, people who know people. The minute your body breaks down, I know people that would just pay anything to get that back. Whether it's a terminal illness, whether it's a, you know, infection, even most of us who've ever had a common cold. How many people have ever had a common cold? You can't even breathe for a night. You just realize how much we take breathing for granted. So this is where I say, if you're feeling good in your body and we know how to take care of our physiology, then we can become really expansive versions of us, because we're not being blocked. And that's what I want to really, really highlight, is to really be able to bring on those people that are changing the world. And I'm excited, because it's going to be really juicy stuff. Twice a month, you know, we're going to go down and dirty. We're going to talk about health. We're going to talk about strategies, and we're going to be very specific. And that's what I'm really excited about, Cornelia.
Yeah. I mean, look at you. It's like, you could just sit here and talk and talk and talk and talk. And this is part of what has happened for you throughout this last past year, is really stepping into the wealth that is within you and being able to articulate that and have a place, a platform to share that brilliance that's inside of you, that generosity that wants to share and give so much for our humanity, to our humanity, to help make the world and help people. That's really who it is that you are. And it's just oozing out of you. And so I'm so proud. I'm so honored that, you know, I had tears just a few minutes ago, because, you know, this is our last show together. And starting next month, the first Friday of every month and the third Friday of every month, Diane's going to be hosting her own show, Diane Solano, The Energy Entrepreneur, which was birthed in this series. And so it's wonderful. You know, the thing is, I just have to say that I'm going to miss so much working with you, because how much I received being with you. I love playing with people that want to play big. I do. You know, it's like somebody that no matter what, it's like, hey, we know these are limiting beliefs, whatever they are, and we can move beyond them. And when we really truly know how to work with energy, then we know that we can heal ourselves. We can shift the limiting beliefs. We can, you know, step into our wealth creation. And like you said, our health is in our wealth.
Our health is in our wealth. And that's why I'm so excited about this segment. And stay tuned, because I plan on bringing forward some really awesome people, easy to implement. It's not that complicated, but sometimes we just don't know what we don't know. And that's what brought me into this space to begin with. You know, Cornelia, some people are familiar with my story or some are not in terms of my health journey. You know, I original plan was to become a veterinary medicine doctor. I love animals, you know, dreamt of that my whole life as a child. And then when it got real and I went to one of the best universities in the world for vet med, that was the University of Guelph. And I started doing my sciences and everything that's required. And then I started to, you know, step into a little bit of the role of learning the information. But then I had to lock in volunteer hours. And those volunteer hours, I thought, okay, great, let's do this. I started working as a volunteer vet clinic. And right away, they offered me a job, which was really cool. So I used to open up the clinic every morning, get the animals ready for surgery. But I realized it wasn't the fantasy that I thought it was as a child. I don't know what I was thinking. I thought I'd be petting cats and dogs forever because I just think they're so sweet. And when you're dealing with the real deal behind the scenes, that's when you taste what the reality is like. I started to feel like energetically this wasn't for me. And I could feel the animal's stress and I can feel their anxiety. And I'm like, this is not what I signed up for. And immediately that passion of mine started to dwindle. And I just felt like, I don't think I can do this. And if I don't think I can do this, well, I got to listen to that. And it's time to step back and take a space to really sit back and let myself be honest and not feel pressured to have to finish a career or, you know, I paid for this so much, forget it, you know? And I just remember during that time, my dad was diagnosed with cancer. And I thought, okay, I'm going to be his primary caretaker. I'm going to take him to all his appointments and we're going to figure this out while I take some space. Well, every appointment, I just remember asking, you know, conventional medicine doctors a whole bunch of questions because I had a science background. And I just found I wasn't getting the answers I was looking for. And it just so happened I was dating a doctor at that time who was much older than me. And that's a whole other segment. And I remember because we had that close relationship, I was like, okay, so why this and why that? And I remember he looked at me and he said, you know what? You've got great questions. I have no clue. And I'm like, what do you mean you don't know? I'm asking really basic things like, second year science, you know, bachelor of science student, ain't that complicated and you don't know. I started to feel there was a missing gap in the conventional model. It's not to say that the conventional model doesn't work. It works for some people, but it's not the end all and be all. And this is where I feel like we have to get empowered. The best advocate for your health is you. The best advocate for your life is you. You're the one that decides it all. So I just remember, you know, okay, dad was had his first bout of chemo. He didn't react well to it at all, was admitted to ICU. Long story short, I remember seeing doctors come in and out, students. I can see the passion in their eyes. They wanted to help, but I could feel like they just didn't know what else to do in their bag of tricks. And I remember sitting there going, there's a missing gap here. And I don't know what it is, but intuitively, I just felt like something was off. Dad passes away, you know, not from the cancer, but his first treatment too. And I thought, okay, interesting. I all of a sudden get diagnosed with PCOS, polycystic ovarian syndrome. That's, you know, a massive imbalance hormonally. And here I am seeking the best, you know, gynecologist in South America. I wait for the best in North America and they're all telling me the same things. I got to do medication for the rest of my life. And I just thought, Cornelia, you know what? What have I got to lose? I'm going to start looking for alternatives and ask other questions. And that's where my whole life did a 180 because I got the answers I was looking for. I got that biochemical feedback and learned the foundation of the body, foundation of cell health, the fact that insulin changes hormonal cascading. And that's where I birthed the whole passion for natural strategies, natural medicine, alternative solutions and answers. And like I said, sometimes people just want to know what options they have. And I think that's where we're losing our power. And I just want to bring it back to the world.
So great. So great. I didn't know that about your dad. When was that? When
oh, was in my early 20s, 20 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, I didn't know that. Very interesting story. I also didn't know about the polycystic ovarian. I'm curious as to, did you heal that yourself?
I did. All through natural medicine. I mean, I was told medication forever. Mm-hmm. Told I wasn't able to have kids unless I took a specific med. And I thought, what have I got to lose? And I remember seeing practitioner after practitioner after practitioner. And then there was one that said, Diane, write down everything you put in your mouth. Don't do anything different for 1 week. Just take a little pen and paper and do it. And if you're committed, you'll show up in a week with it. And then I was, and I did. I wrote everything down from the bite to this and the sip of water to that. Everything went down. And I showed up a week later and he looked at it and he's like, okay, sugar, sugar, carb, sugar. I don't see any essential fats. I barely see any protein. You don't have what it takes to make hormones. You want to build a house? You need brick. You need mortar. You need wood. You need nails. Your body's the same way. But if you're not nourishing it and your hormones aren't receiving the building blocks to have a normal function, well, you just can't make it. And he was spot on. I was committed to the changes, supplements, diet change. A year later, wow, perfect cycle. Great hair, great skin, strong nails, because bodies don't lie. They're really honest. And what I did for myself transformed into a stronger body and ultimately perfect hormone balance. And, you know, here I have little Dylan. I mean, it's just been magic. So that really lit me up. And of course, I've just been on the journey since as a practitioner, and I've met many other practitioners. I coach practitioners on how to leverage their practice, how to also make ends meet, because I know what it's like to also be passionate about something but not bring in the abundance. And that's why I think it's really important that people know how to scale themselves and how to bring in abundance on many different platforms. They can do that while having a very powerful message, and that's the goal.
Wonderful. Do you want to take us to break?
We can absolutely do that. So what we'll do is we'll do a quick little, you know, 1 minute, 2 minute break. Hang tight, because you're going to hear about what I'm going to be bringing on to the show starting in October, twice a month, two segments. You're not going to want to miss out. Golden information for you, your family, your friends, your loved one. Who knows who we can help, but it's all about spreading the information.
Are you ready to accelerate your wealth and success? Join Ahana and Daniel from Rise and Be Rich with Cornelia Stephanie on the Millionaire Imprint for Women on Transformation Talk Radio every third Friday, 1 p.m. PST. Step out of lack and into your power of creation. Build and grow your wealth. Create prosperous businesses that make a difference. Visit ahanalara.com/RBR show.
Do you know how powerful your thoughts and beliefs are in determining your experience of your life? Is it really true that simply by changing some of the words you use in your day-to-day language, that you can change your life? I'm Megan Edge. Join me on Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host Dr. Pat on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Yeah, yippee-skippee to that, baby. We're not done yet. Some of us are out here to educate and inspire. This year, 2020, is the year we gotta show me the money in the cash flow. I'm Dr. Pat. This is the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Visit thedrpatshow.com.
Hi, this is Brittany Miles from Miles to Go, How to Lose to Gain It All, here to share a tip with you. It's called 5-4-3-2-1. We all need a break, time to let it go. Here's a great go-to when you need to surrender and get back to the present moment. Acknowledge 5 things you see around you. Acknowledge 4 things you can touch around you. Acknowledge 3 things you hear. Acknowledge 2 things you can smell. Acknowledge 1 thing you can taste. And with that, take a deep breath. Now you're in the present moment. Brittany Miles, Miles to Go, How to Lose to Gain It All. You can find me on the second and fourth Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm so excited to have this show today with Diane to talk about what's coming up in the future. We were talking during the break. She's so excited to share with us all the wonderful people she's going to bring on, all the people she's going to help. And we haven't even begun to talk about Organo.
No, we haven't. And the reason why I'm so passionate about Organo is because I saw how Organo, you know, and again, it's the company that's changing lives because they're finding ways to get nutrition, supplementation, and redirect your spending that you're already doing and things you already know and love and do in a way that's just going to upgrade it. That's going to just take it to the next level. You know, one of those products, especially that I'm especially excited about is their coffee line, you know, all their beverages. But coffee to me was just one of those things that I got people to try to stop doing. And it was the most unsuccessful strategy ever. I got more success getting people off of sugar. I got more success of people getting people to like give up, you know, I don't know, alcohol, like other things. But coffee was just one of those, 2% success rate, if any. And then I came across this company that decided to put the health in the habit. And all of a sudden it just changed the pH scale of the coffee. It changed, you know, the ability for it to nourish your body, and it started to enhance, you know, the body chemistry in a habit people know, love, and did. So it's not really the coffee. It was the delivery system of getting what we know now, which happens to be one of the top, I'd say, natural plants out there in the world that we're breaking more information on, which are medicinal mushrooms. And why I was so passionate about it, because in my 20 years of practice, I never saw so many people want their coffee so badly. They felt so different on this product. They literally couldn't go back to their old brands. You know, we had a waiting list of people wanting the product because we couldn't keep up with the demand at one point, that it was just mind blowing to me. And I thought, 20 years, no one ever knocked on my door, called my phone, texted me, stopped me in the schoolyard for fish oils or protein powders or vitamins. They could all wait for their next appointment. No big deal. But this product, oh my gosh, Cornelia, it was mayhem. And I thought, OMG, this is really cool. The company just really smart. They said, you know what? We're just going to take the habit people never get to do. We're going to put the nourishment inside. And by the way, those that are drinking coffee anyways, we're upgrading it. We're feeling so fabulous. So this is why I think it's important in having that experience that people want quick, easy, fun, delicious ways to have nourishment in their bodies. Because the truth is, Cornelia, if you got to plug your nose and do this, not going to happen. And if it does, it'll happen during the time frame that the person isn't feeling well. But as soon as they get better, kind of stop doing it. So my passion is to bring on the speakers, highlight the products, the strategies that are working in that particular area of their expertise. But I know that I know that I know that a whole bunch of them are standing real strong with medicinal mushrooms. And the delivery system of the coffee has been so profoundly life-changing, like mind-blowing. So you're definitely going to want to follow the segment. You're definitely going to want to do the coffee challenge. That's what I love. Simple. You know, you're going to do coffee anyways. Try this. You've got nothing to lose. Worst case scenario, you'll save some money because it's, yes, it's more cost-effective than your typical McCafe, and you're going to get healthier. And if it's not for you, no love lost. You gave it a try, but many people that go on it feel a level of transformation. And that's what we want to do, is we want to nourish bodies because bodies don't lie. So I'm always a fan of people just making a decision that's going to get you a step closer to the result you're looking for. And if that's switching out your coffee for 7 days, which can be fun and delicious, you know, $1 to $2 a cup, go for it. And that's what we want to do, Cornelia, is getting people on healthier, better, easy to implement products, strategies, and resources.
Where do people go to get started and take that 7-day challenge?
So that's where I love to tell people, look, it doesn't matter what part of the world you live in. You know, we have warehouses in 35 countries plus. You could literally go to newbodynewlife.com myorganogoal.com. You just pick the country you're chiming in from. And if your flag isn't there, just shoot us a message. You know, you can definitely send a message to, you know, Cornelia or myself, and we'll get the product out to you. But instead of a click of a button, it gets shipped to your house. They have black coffee, lattes, mocha. They have their King Coffee, which is their, you know, Lamborghini of all the coffee line. They use a very high-end organic coffee with spore capsules, which is basically how the medicinal mushroom replicates. So it's very potent from a therapeutic standpoint. It is a smoother coffee. I mean, if people like dark and bold, I recommend the black. If you have a little bit of a sweet tooth, which is what my challenges came from at the beginning, you know, I had such massive sugar addiction. You know, that was one of the areas I really had to nail down. And that's why I'm so passionate about the new series that we're going to be talking on, is I know many people that are battling cravings, battling sugar addiction, having hormonal imbalances, having challenges with brain chemistry, or know someone that does. And what we're going to do is we're going to bring on resources and really simple ways to implement, and access to people who are experts in these departments that are scaling their business, who are true energy entrepreneurs themselves, because they care so much about their clients, their patients, that they're just willing to do what it takes to help people help themselves. So we always match your efforts. But ultimately, what we all have in common is we all love medicinal mushrooms. We all know how it helps. And what I recommend is that you just jump online, get a coffee, replace what you currently drink, and share the stories with us, because I want to hear the different testimonials that are happening, from better sleep, less inflammation and pain, better hormone balance. Like, the list goes on and on and on. And it's just really about nourishing your body, helping cells to communicate, because when you feed your cells make up your organs, and your organs make up your chemistry. And if we just know how to feed and nourish our bodies properly, you'd be amazed at the turnarounds we get. So that's what we want to do in our segments, is to empower and to enlighten and provide resources and get people to do their own challenges, whatever that looks like. But coffee for me is number one. If you're going to do it, I tell people in my practice, it's either no coffee or it's this coffee you choose. And trust me, the coffee drinker will choose this. And like I said, I'd say about 80% can't go back to their old brand. And that's what made it super exciting.
Well, I've been drinking Organo now. It's been almost a year, right? Because, yeah, I think we met and I took my first challenge, and I experienced huge changes within, I think it was about 4 or 5 days, where my stomach acid, that was the biggest thing, I think, for me. What I felt is that I just didn't feel like, usually after I would have 2 cups of coffee in the morning, because that's what my thing is. I like drinking 2 cups, and I would, you know, the acid would begin to, you know, in my stomach, and it would just make me feel really uncomfortable, to where I would want to eat something to calm that acid down. But now with Organo, after drinking Organo that first time, it took about 3 or 4 days. And then I noticed that acid just, it's not doing that. So that, because then basically it's like, okay, now I don't have to eat something to calm that acid down. So, you know, I enjoyed that very much. And so I've been drinking Organo now for almost a year, and have my coffee, and I drink the black. I love the black. So that's what I'm drinking. And then occasionally I will splurge on the mochas or the lattes. And, you know, and definitely when the friends come over, they get mochas and lattes, and they enjoy that very much.
And that's exactly it, Cornelia. You know, bodies don't lie. That's why I'm so excited about this show, because you're going to hear transformation. You're going to hear testimonials. You're going to have access to resources and people you never knew existed. Maybe you did, but it's really about empowering the world. And coffee is a fun way to have someone's attention going, hey, just try this. You know, you got nothing to lose. And then they realize, wow, you know what? It is pH neutral. That's why your gut, your stomach specifically, responded so nicely to it. It doesn't give you the acidity. It doesn't give you that gut wrench that a lot of people experience, because it's actually nourishing cells, which is what I love. Because again, bodies are so honest. And that's why I love the challenge, because I tell people, look, give it a go. Try something different. And you're going to be surprised about what it does for you. We're all biochemically unique. There's never a guarantee on what things are going to happen. This is why, you know, in every area of life, it all boils down to how you're wired and what your cells do. But I do know it doesn't hurt. No known toxicity, no known interactions with medications. It is a natural food from the earth. I mean, medicinal mushrooms have been around longer than human life. They're known as the, you know, central nervous system of the forest. So when we're ingesting things that are made from nature, that understand how to work with your cells, which are also from nature, there's this coherence that happens that, you know, you get your body almost like a tune-up. I would call it almost like an upgrade, a computer software upgrade for your body. Bodies just respond to frequency, intensity, timing of any stimulation. And what we do is we stimulate it with wonderful, wonderful natural products. Again, people never forget to drink their coffee. So it was the consistency of getting that medicinal mushroom in the body. But they do have capsules and they do have other options. So if you're not a coffee drinker, maybe hot chocolate, maybe tea, but ultimately do something pro you and you'll be so, so grateful that you did. Because again, it's the testimonials like Cornelia shared that she noticed a difference. And there you go.
You know, what I like to do is I want to share you did a coffee commercial, a coffee video. I think it's less than, it's probably about 3 minutes or something like that. I'm speaking this now. We're going to put the link of that video in this YouTube video too, so that you can watch the coffee commercial Diane did, and that we'll put that link there. I like to say this because then we're accountable to make sure that that happens. So now it's spoken on air, and you better believe that we're going to be hustling to make sure that link is in there. It's coming. So yeah, because that was such a fantastic video. You know, it's wonderful to see your passion and to see you help so many people, Diane, with Organo and what you've done as an entrepreneur, but then also as a wealth creator. When we come back from break, tell us a little bit one more time to this audience that's listening today for the first time that you've the millions of dollars that you've created with Organo, right? So let's take a break and we'll be right back.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit BurnBrightToday.com.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
The vibration of change, that magical place where life shifts from struggle to ease, from stagnation to forward movement, from old ways of being to new ways of becoming. If you're like I am, it can be rather elusive to get there, but when you are in it, you feel it down to your very core, don't you? And it can positively affect everything in your life, from your relationships to your health and well-being, from your career path to your abundance. From the quality of that inner connection to the fullness of your self-expression. On the Christine Upchurch Show, we explore ways to get into that vibration of change with experts in the fields of consciousness, psychology, spirituality, health, healing, and science. Join me, Christine Upchurch, every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on KKNW AM 1150 and Transformation Talk Radio, and learn new ways to step into your vibration of change.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby. We're not done yet. Some of us are out here to educate and inspire. This year, 2020, is the year. We got it. Show me the money in the cash flow. I'm Dr. Pat. This is the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Visit thedrpatshow.com.
Welcome back. Diane, before we went to break, we were talking about all the millions of dollars of volume that you have, you know, created in your work with Organo and what you've done for yourself and for the company. You know, tell us about that journey. Tell us a little bit about it so that the entrepreneurs that are listening to this show that want to, you know, find a new business, get into a business where they can grow and where they can achieve what it is that you've achieved, where you are today. You know, tell us a little bit about that.
I'm excited about that piece, Cornelia, because my background is in health and wellness. I'm an orthomolecular nutritionist, been in practice for 20 years. And I was running a brick and mortar practice. One day, 6 years ago, I woke up to find out I was going to be a single mom. And that's when I panicked, because even though I love to do what I do, I didn't have the bandwidth for time, and I didn't have the bandwidth, much less as a single mom. So I panicked because I knew financially I could barely, it's like I hit a ceiling and I couldn't get past that ceiling. So I didn't know what life had in store for me. I just knew I love to empower and I love health. And I thought, what in the world exists that would actually leverage me time-wise, provide financial stability? Because at the time I was just looking for stability. And I wanted to be able to impact the world with the comfort of my home, where I can make my own hours and structure around my son's needs. And that's when my mentor introduced me to Organo. And I didn't know anything about the business model. I mean, it is a network marketing company, and they're real. But what I found was that once I got over the shame of direct sales and I really started to learn what it is I needed to do to become successful, you know, fast forward 5 years later, you know, I've reached one of the top ranks in the company. We've done about $6 million in volumes of sale. We have teams that are building around the world. And the reason why is because I see so many people in my same shoes. You know, they have business models where they can't scale, they can't leverage, and they don't want to provide the risk of starting a new venture. These are the only businesses in the world that require no risk, no capital. It's sweat equity. And I'm not afraid of working. You know, time is a new currency. I just don't want to waste my time. And that's where, when I saw this, I thought, I've got nothing to lose, but I'm hungry. And that's with, you know, in having the success and seeing people wanted the products, because that's really key, is you need products people know, love, and want. That's foundational. And then what we do is we teach you how to share effectively. And it's, again, it boils back to being the authentic version of who you are, not operating from a space of scarcity. And what's important now, I think more than ever, especially women, is that we need to step into being okay claiming wealth, not having shame around that. Because sometimes people are afraid to talk about money. Money is there to be an extension of who you are. And that's where, you know, I've used the examples. You give Mother Teresa $1 million, what do you think she would have done with it? You know, you give Hitler $1 million, what do you think he would have done with it? You know, so money is just going to be able to allow you to become more expansive, to be able to go into the world and help more, because you have to replenish you before you replenish others. So a lot of energy entrepreneurs are looking for ways to scale, but ways that are safe to scale, that are kind of guaranteed if they're willing to do the work. And I think that's why I'm so passionate about wealth creation in the process of health, because they're interconnected. And then, of course, you know, the abundance flows from that. And sometimes the abundance isn't always about your bank account. It's about the people you meet and who you associate with and how those people in your world help level you up. And like I said earlier in the show, being around people, mentors that help you get clear, get you closer to whatever mission, whatever goal you want to get, is the quickest way to compress your time. But you got to be willing and you got to be coachable. So these business models will do that. And I'm now in a space where I help coach any business partner that understands this could be a potential. So we want to make sure we increase that potential, because it's a community-based effort. And, you know, I don't win if the person, the associate, the distribution partner doesn't win either. And that's what I loved about these models, is that you need community. You need to be authentic. You need to be really caring about people. So this is where I've created a whole new family of individuals and empowered souls that are looking for something outside of themselves. And that's what the show is going to be circulating around, is the health and wellness. But once you establish that health, once we've given you some tools to start with, once we've given you access to stuff, well, we can help you take it to the next level if you're interested in that, right? So where do you want to go to next now that we've solved a challenge or barrier or problem? And that's where we say, hey, are you interested in creating location, time, financial, emotional freedom? Emotional freedom for me was huge. I just wanted to be peaceful. I just wanted to not have to worry about paying credit card debt. I wanted to not worry about buying organic groceries. And when the pandemic hit and they're like, Diane, take your kid out of school, close the door and don't come out. I said, sure, no problem. We'll do that, because I've created a home-based business, a phone-based business. And now that's the number one search on Google people are looking for around the world. And these companies, these models do that. So that's what makes me super excited, is because we don't just stop anymore at health, which is where I used to be able, that was my ceiling before. Now it's like, hey, where do you want to go to next? And we'll have contacts, associations, and people to help feed that vision of what it is you're looking for. So much fun, Cornelia.
Yeah, it's exciting. I mean, I can tell, you know, the peace and excitement and enthusiasm that you have. And that's the energy, the frequency that, you know, that you are, that you want to be in the world, that's going to, you know, bring more of that to you, that's going to attract more of that, because really, truly, people want to be able to do that. I mean, look at what you're talking about. You're a single mother, you've got your son, you're working from home, and you're building a business that is, you know, influencing the world at large. So it's very inspiring. And now you're going to be hosting your own show beginning October, first Friday and third Friday of every month at 1 p.m. Pacific time, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
That's the goal, Cornelia. And again, it goes down to the whole, you know, if there's wind, build a windmill. Don't wait to be rescued. I see this all the time. I see it especially in health. It's what the white code said. I don't think so. We're vibrational. You know, if you're looking for a solution, this could be a platform where you find it, or you know someone that's looking for one, because nothing's a coincidence. So that's what we want to do, is not have people just sit back and be victims of. We want to help people succeed, to think bigger, to get uncomfortable, to step outside the box and pick up the phone or send the email, do the coffee challenge. I mean, whatever feels right for you. But this will be a platform where you'll have so much value. And I'm excited about it, because for years I've been doing this person to person. I did it all backwards. So funny. But now I'm willing to step out of my own comfort zone, which was being seen, right? A lot of inner work had to go in there. But it was until I got really desperate. And sometimes the bad times, the challenging times, actually help build the next version of who you are. Because, you know, with challenges, with pain, with discomfort, we can't go through it. Sorry, we can't go over it, under it, around it. We have to go through it. And you and I both know, Cornelia, the beginning of this segment, these series in the past year, there's many moments I was a little uncomfortable going, I don't know if I can. And you're like, yes, you can, you know, coaching me along the way. And here I am going, I'm excited about what this could really now start turning into, because I'm discovering it as I go. And sometimes we just don't always have the answer. We just have to say yes, because the universe is always listening. And that's when we declare something bigger out there.
You're a star. You are a star that is venturing out and doing so many great things. You know, I'm going to miss working with you. I have so much respect for you. I admire you. Thank you for your inspiration and leadership. And I will see you again in the network. Thanks, everybody, for listening and tuning in. We'll see you soon. Diane Solano, the Energy Entrepreneur.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Lady Boss. Women Inspiring Women, featuring leading edge entrepreneurs who are putting the focus on empathic leadership in today's modern day world. Text the word Cornelia to the number 22828 and receive her weekly newsletters. For more information on Cornelia Stephanie and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to corneliastephanie.com.